You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So in New Zealand, we have a biodiversity crisis, and it's something that we need to make a high priority to conserve the species we have and conserve the, you know, to help regenerate their environments they live in.
What sort of work are you doing at Canopy Tours in Rotorua, and what is your approach to conservation?
We run an adventure tourism business. We have a series of zip lines and bridges for an ancient old growth forest. And we're really lucky that we look after this this forested area of about 250 hectares, which is ancient, original old growth. And over the last sort of 8 years, we have made it a priority to regenerate that forest and return it to back to what it was before humans arrived in the country. And we've been removing the predators and the pests and letting the forest regenerate. So it's not, you know, it's not our main driver. Our main driver is to deliver the best visitor experience on the planet. But it's a huge part of our story, and the results have been amazing.
Your work in conservation has seen a positive flow-on effect into neighbouring areas. What is this flow-on effect that you're currently witnessing?
It's an extremely positive story, because what we've done is just mind-blowing. You know, like, all we've done is remove pests and predators, but the bird life and the species life is just returning in spades. You know, so what we're seeing is, because when we first started, the forest was silent, like not a whistle of birds, not a tweet. And now when you go out there, there's an abundance of bird life. You know, we have kikoia coming back, we have kareta, we have kaka coming in there, and then we've got a lot of resident birds, like a lot of tomtit and robin. And we have so many birds there that we actually feed some native birds with our hands on tour. Like they feed milmans out of our hands. And so what we're seeing is these birds are then flowing to various neighbourhoods, various areas. You know, we're in a rural setting, but there's a town in Mamaku that is just down the road, and that, you know, there's a lot of reports from them that the bird life is more prevalent, the bird noise is more prevalent, the bird song, and then same thing with the Paradise Valley area. Like, you hear it from a lot of locals that the bird song and the bird life is a lot more abundant.
I think often when it comes to conservation, and when we hear about how many of our native species are at risk of extinction, there's that sense that all is lost. But how long did you say that you've been working on this at Canopy Tours?
Canopy Tours opened its doors in June 2012. And we started the conservation project in May 2013.
That's 8 to 7 years. That's quite quickly that this change has happened.
It is mind-blowing. Like, we have these before and after photos shot at a couple of locations, and the difference in 5 years when these photos were taken, if you see them, it is just eye-opening. It's like a grey, dry, you know, forest, to then 5 years later, the tree tips are abundant, the chlorophyll, like, the trees are so much greener. Like, it's incredible. And to anybody, if you could ever see these photos, it is, to anybody that sees them, it's just inspiring for Predator Effect 2050, because we can do it. Because all we've done is remove the predators, you know, the forest has done the rest.
You've mentioned how this forest is quite special, as it's never been felled or logged, and it's retained its original ancient forest structure. How important is this structure in conservation efforts? Is there hope for other parts of New Zealand where the original structure hasn't been retained?
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, our forest, you know, like I said, is about 250 hectares. But what it represents, it's a nice little feeder forest. It's a nice little stopover forest. And what we're finding with these pest-free areas and islands, that you're not getting the diversity of the gene pool for these different, for all our little native species. So forests like ours actually acts as a place where birds can fly into and then help diversify the gene pool and then continue. You know, like, say, for example, the Kōkako they've done a lot of work in Kaharoa, which is just down the road, you know, but it's probably about 15K from where our forest is. But the Danziro Scenic Reserve is a really strategic forest for the Kōkako to start migrating from forest to forest to forest. And so that sort of stuff is really important.
You say that all you've done is remove the pests. How much of a task was that?
You know what, we first started by blitzing the forest section by section. You know, we started with a 50 hectare area. So when I say blitz, we baited a bunch of traps over a few weeks, and then we went in there and set them over a week. And within a week, we caught 800 animals. And this was all with manual traps. And this was back in 2013. And what we learned was we had a huge issue, a much bigger issue than we thought at the start, but it was a much bigger issue that we could actually deal with. So over time, we've gone to a self-resetting trap, so we use good nature traps, and we have about 750 traps through the 250 hectares, Of those, 650 are self-resetting and the others are all manual. And we get around that forest, you know, once a month to either reset or to rebait, et cetera, and then we use a sort of a multi-pronged attack nowadays. We have a good partner. We have a possum trapper who uses some gin traps, and he gets around there once every couple of years. Sorry, he gets around there twice a year just to use another method and also to help us with our monitoring to show what sort of percentage of possums in particular we have in that forest.
Conservation in Aotearoa is often quite a site of contention. I remember when the public was quite against the use of 1080. What do you think of this?
I think, you know, conservation as a nation, I think we've decided that, protecting species life is a high priority. And there's really good support from various organisations. At Canopy Tours, you know, we choose not to use poisons and that really works for us. And I think, we just have to use what's available to us and what works best for specific areas.
And your approach is also quite unique because it merges conservation and tourism. Can you speak to this relationship?
It's mind-blowing. Like, it is so cool. You know, we have this, we have zip lines and bridges through an ancient old growth forest, like I said. You know, for us, we're not a zip line business. We're about experiences. We're about bringing people into this ancient environment, taking them out of their comfort zone, whether it's via 400-meter long zip lines or platforms 30 meters up 1,000-year-old trees. And we're there to connect people. We want people to get out of their comfort zone, connect as humans, engage in the forest, and really forget about their lives and connect with the people that they're with. What surprises them more than anything is just how amazing the forest is. You know, like, we've all been in forests, but, you know, with the Dassie Rose Scenic Reserve, like, the canopy layers are so thick. And the ground layer is just really abundant, you know, like, it's something like you've never seen in any other part of New Zealand. I don't think there's another forest in the country of that age with that much restoration work done to it.
It sounds like such a nice crossroads of a lot of issues that are important right now, both conservation and the environment, and then also local tourism and COVID-19 recovery. Is there anything that you would hope to see from the government? We're just beginning the next three-year term in terms of conservation.
I think, conservation, forest restoration, biodiversity protection, it's a big job, you know, and I think, as a nation, we can look at all the other places in the planet and to see where we're at. But I think it's, in my opinion, it is a priority, and we've done a lot of damage considering how long we've been here, you know, as a population, and, you know, it's 95% of it's down to predator and pest life, right? So, I don't know, like, in terms of the government, they have a focus, you know, to keep empowering docs to do the best job that they can. And I guess, you know, like, for an example, to a company like us, that we donate money for every customer that comes through to our conservation trust that delivers all of the conservation work, which is delivered by our team. You know, we run the trust side by side. The one thing I'd love to see the government doing is just encouraging businesses like us and encouraging Kiwis to get out to the native environment to experience things like canopy tours so they can be inspired, you know, because when you come to canopy tours, they're just much more educated about the challenges and what we need to do to get to predator-free 2050.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.